secret institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. We promise it will improve your sex life in minutes. It is the place to go for all the sex information. We do live shows all week long, and we've got information for you and blogs and polls and everything to improve your sex life. Right, Menace? I'm here with Menace.
Well, I know I at least have one poll for everybody.
What?
Only ladies apply, though. May take this poll.
What is the poll?
Just kidding.
Oh, okay.
My poll. You didn't get that joke
no.
at all? Wow. Anyways, you were telling me right before the show started that you want to have sex with your iPhone.
Okay,
that was pretty
so
amazing.
I am the last person on the planet to buy an iPhone, especially in the business that we're in. I had a Droid, and mm-hmm. it was fine. And then I'm happy that Droid switched to my provider. I mean, mm-hmm. that iPhone switched to my provider finally. But, like, I have two iPhone apps and didn't have an iPhone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am so in love with my white, pretty iPhone. I'm holding it up to the camera now. You can also watch this show if you'd like. And it is amazing. Like, I'm blown away.
Yeah, it does everything, right?
It does everything. The apps, like, you don't need anything else.
No.
Like, the apps, and I'm downloading, and I'm figuring it out, and I have, like, to-do lists and functions and reminders, and I'm listening to music as I'm running. Like, I had to put all my music on here. Like, I don't need my iPod anymore. Like, I'm, like, from the last decade.
You realize everyone that's listening go...
They're like, what planet are you on?
Yeah.
And I'm a very tech-savvy person, as most people. I would say on the spectrum, not compared to you, Menace, but I love it. I downloaded my app, Kegel Camp, if you haven't downloaded it yet. It is an app for men and women to improve your sex life. That's all I'm going to tell you. So download it. And 101 Sex Tips from Sex with Emily is my other app.
I actually did, because you never go to my website, but I did the top 10, no, I did top 11, top my favorite iPhone apps.
Oh, I want to know. I'm asking everybody what their favorite apps are.
Yeah,
what are
there's so
your,
many.
So what's your number one? Instagram.
Well, number one's Instagram, but there's other stuff like, you've seen me use it before, Uber.
Yeah.
Uber, it's only available in like major cities, but a private town car, once you open it up, will come.
It's great for
you.
Date night for this weekend.
And then you don't like washing your car, right?
Washing my car, and it's disgusting, and it needs a car wash.
There's a new app called Cherry. It's only available in San Francisco. They're opening in other cities soon, where you just open up the app next to your car, and they go, here's my car, and then somebody comes and washes your car. You never talk to them or anything.
Like, they just show up? Like, I'll be like, my car's going to be sitting on the street all day. Is it more expensive?
$25.
Oh my God! Done and done. Yeah. Because when you get a car wash in San Francisco, it's like a 40-minute commitment.
Yeah, you can't just
like wash your car. It's annoying. So okay, today's show, it's called "Dude, Where's My G Spot."
I know. So, I saw you tweet that out earlier before the show, and I was like, "Oh my God, are you serious?"
Uh-huh. Seriously, because let me tell you about the G Spot. The G Spot is this elusive way that women can orgasm. The G Spot is part of their body. And a lot of women don't have G-spot orgasms. They have clitoral orgasms. So we're going to break down some of the best positions that you can do to enhance a woman's G-spot orgasm, if she can have one, how to find it, where it is. Dude, where's my G-spot? And then we've got Sex in the News. We're answering your emails to your most pressing sex questions and relationship questions. And we've got a live full show today. Very exciting. And we have a poll. Our latest poll is, how long do you think foreplay should last? We're going to announce the results next week. You can vote on the website. A, what foreplay? B, 5 minutes. C, 15 minutes. D, 45 minutes. E, all night long, baby.
All night long.
I think all night long. I've changed. At first I said 45 minutes, and I'm like, foreplay should not be separated from sex. You say sex, like intercourse, like in and out, in and out. But foreplay is part of sex. It all flows into one another. You can have sex. You can have intercourse. You can stop. You can go down on your partner. Foreplay should just go on and on and on. It's my favorite.
When is your next foreplay session?
Probably this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you got going on this
weekend? I've got, I was invited to one of those sex dinners. Do you know about this? In San Francisco, there's this guy and he puts on these like sexy dinners. They're like play parties where people like eat the food. I think they get naked, eat food off each other, have sex, have play. It's like a play party. It's like an orgy kind of, but not really an orgy. And I get invited to all these things. And I've actually, for research, wanted to check it out, but I have a friend's birthday party, so I'm not going to go. But maybe I'll report back when I do go. And I'm just going to be doing some work and going out with friends, and I probably will have a hot makeout sesh this weekend. Maybe a hot foreplay sesh.
Can I just ask you, you just get invited to all these wacky, sexy orgy parties because of the show?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm also a wacky, sexy girl, but I do get invited to all these wacky
Just like constantly.
Parties.
Have you ever just been invited to, you know?
A normal party where they just serve like chips and dip?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But they're boring.
Well, this weekend we have a major football game.
I just heard about this.
You just heard about
it? Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed because the guy was overpainting my ceiling this morning. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, big game, 49ers. I didn't realize that if the 49ers win that they're actually in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, thank you so much because I know it's going to come up. And here it is coming up. And I know. I knew they won a big game last week, but I did not know.
I'm not a sports guy.
I know you're not.
I watched the game. I was at a buddy's house.
It was amazing.
And it was one of the most amazing football games I've ever seen in my life.
That's what I heard. And I was at someone's house to watch the game. And I sat on my iPhone the whole time because I just got it. And I was obsessed. And I missed the entire game.
You missed the last
And I was sitting in front of the television. Yeah, I heard all about it. I heard all about it. But you know what? I don't think I would have been so impressed. I don't know good football from bad football.
Either, but the guy caught the football and there was only like seconds left in the game.
No, I get why that's interesting.
Why it's interesting?
I get why that's a cool
that's
game.
That's why they won the game. They could be going to the Super Bowl because of that catch.
And they haven't been to the – right. And I missed it. And so I can kind of say I watched the game, but I really didn't watch the game. Because when I got my phone, I was obsessed. I was like downloading apps and figuring stuff out. But I did miss the game. But I do know they haven't been in the Super Bowl since 1994.
Yeah. I remember 1994. I was watching the game when they were in the Super Bowl.
Really? I don't remember that either. But I probably didn't watch it then either. What are you going to do this weekend? Any hot foreplay sessions for you?
No, I'm going to go watch the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo movie.
Oh, you are? Where? In the theaters? Or you got like a special private screening?
I'm going to a special private screening of
with
it.
With who?
Just my buddies.
My buddies.
Over at Pixar.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm going to go to Pixar and
you never
watch
take
it.
Me to the, I think I – can I just – can I deplore you? Can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
It's a new year. I never make the time to see movies. Can you please take me to a movie like every quarter? Not even once a month. That would be too much.
Well, I always
ask.
Go to movies to all these private screenings, right?
Yeah, whatever.
I know, but I'm just saying. If I take you to the private screening, cannot talk in the movie.
I won't.
Matter how bad it is, you cannot talk in the movie.
One time we went to a movie and I talked the whole time because it was the worst movie that's ever been made.
That's great. But we were there with a bunch of other media people. People know who I am.
What was that movie called again?
It was the one with
we always forget the name of it because it was so bad.
Katherine Heigl when she's like dating some guy that
no, it wasn't that one. It was the one about the history of the world or whatever when they came
back. Year one.
No,
that one was terrible. But you didn't talk as much in that one.
Yeah, I did.
As the one that I took you to the other one, you talked a lot.
Oh.
Because this one you didn't. I didn't really.
I was talking about interesting stuff. You should have been listening.
You weren't sitting right next to me.
I know. Whatever. I'm sorry. You were with some babe there at the movie. I remember.
Ladies.
Some ladies. No. You were with some foxy ladies. So what are you going to? You're going to go to a screening.
Going to go to the screening, and then I'll probably work on a website.
Mine?
On your website? No.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to try to on Saturday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun weekend. And just so you all know, I still have my contest going on. I'm giving away copies of my book, and this contest – it's my book is called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. And I have to say, I am the author. However, if you want to improve your sex life or take your sex life to the next level or you just want some ideas, you can flip through it. It's got amazing ideas how to improve your sex life. And you can order it on Amazon, but you can also win a copy if you email me at feedback@sexwithemily.com why you think you deserve a copy of my book, Hot Sex, and you might just win it. We'll send it to you. So email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Oh, you know how we're always talking about the Vegas thing?
Yeah, that we need to go to Vegas and get drunk.
We need to go to Vegas, and you know, we already spend a lot of money on travel anyways, and we never have extra money to actually go do the show. My buddy just started this new website. It's basically like Kickstarter, where you know people fund your products, but it's like fund your travel.
Oh my god! Yes, like if you're going traveling for work or something important.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So he just started. Like he only had like his third person already raised like over $2,500 for their trip.
And then it's just like, I really want to go to Vegas so Menace and I can get drunk and do a live Sex with Emily show.
Yeah.
Please help us.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
let's do it. What's it called?
It's called, I don't know how to really say it. It's T-R-A-B-B-U.
Traboo?
Traboo. So it's T-R-A-B-B-U.
I would like someone to fund my trip. Would they fund a trip to the Bahamas too? I really
no,
just need to go sit on the beach.
We really just want to do like a Vegas trip.
I know
and
what
we'll
we
want to
do.
We'll do it. Thrifty.
I will do it thrifty. I get it.
We won't say, oh, we need to stay at the Palms in the real world
although
suite.
I really do like nice hotels.
I do too. But I mean, we don't want to stay at Circus, but I mean, we're not going to ask for the biggest suite.
No, not the biggest suite, but just maybe a suite.
Yeah.
A suite.
That'd be fun. I would show you Vegas, how I do it in Vegas.
I want to see how you do it in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I like all your Instagram. I'm going to start Instagramming too.
Oh, so you're looking at my Instagram.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. You're White Menace, right? Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I'm Sex with Emily at Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And you're White Menace and all those things, too.
Yeah.
If people want to check your ass out. Okay, we've got some sex in the news. Unless you have anything else in your news, sex in your news.
I don't know what you have, so I do
well,
have.
Well, I didn't know if you had any of your own sex news.
my own private sex news? Not this week.
Okay.
I've been sleeping a lot lately.
All right. That's good. That's important.
But do you have Travis Barker news?
Travis Barker news. Nope.
How do you not have Travis Barker news?
Dude, I don't do the news. Tell me what's up. I mean, I do the news, but I didn't do it.
Nude photos have leaked of Travis Barker.
Okay. What were they? Like, he took them on his phone.
Yeah, he took him on his phone and stuff like that.
Stupid idiots. People, put your phone down. When you are naked, leave your phone in the other room and stop taking pictures of yourself.
You know what?
He probably looks good.
He's packing, so it doesn't matter.
Really? I'm
yeah.
sure he is.
Yeah,
I'd like to see those photos. Who released it? Some chick that he sent him to?
Probably, yeah.
People, okay. You're in love right now. You slept with this chick last night. It was the best sex of your life. So you're going to send her a picture of your wiener. That's a really, really great idea, you think to yourself, because it was hot, and I'll continue the foreplay by sending her a picture. Uh-uh. Bad idea. This person is going to use that photo eventually against you. What do you know about this person? Please stop sending naked photos, everyone. Just stop. Just don't do it.
Yeah. But if I'm Travis Barker and I'm packing, I wouldn't care. I'm like, yeah, that's my wiener.
Yeah, I know, but still. I'm just talking about general message for everybody.
Yeah. The only part that sucks is he has kids that are like...
Exactly. You know. And eventually you're going to have kids anyway. And if your pictures get out, or you might have kids, and your pictures are out in the world, or, you know, your mom Googles you and there comes your picture. Like, you just don't want... You just want to put the phone away. You can, if as an alternative, I guess, take pictures without your face in it.
Yeah.
But is that just
that's
not as hot?
Did.
But is
he
that,
did that but
then how do we know it's him?
He has like very distinct tattoos.
Right.
Like,
oh, it's
no
tats.
One has those.
Yeah. If you got tattoos, forget it. Sex in the news. Russell Brand's third memoir scares Katy Perry.
They're going to say how she's a high-maintenance bitch or what?
Something like that. According to sources in the publishing world, Russell Brand has decided to move forward with the third installment of his Bookie Wook memoir series. The stories in the third book will apparently feature everything that went on throughout his marriage to Katy Perry, including the details on why it failed. Another source claims Katy's worried, saying there's definitely things she doesn't want out in the open. What do you think that he's going to say about her, that she was high maintenance? And
maybe because, I don't know. Because
you think all women are high maintenance.
Well, they are, but especially Katy Perry. I mean, if you look at her writer, if her writer is real, which I'm hoping it's not real, it's like, do not look in the mirror at Katy Perry.
What do you mean her writer?
Her writer, her concert writer. Her concert writer is apparently like 25 pages long.
Okay. Like, oh, I see. So before she goes on tour, she's like,
these are
I
my
want,
list of my demands
don't
every
look
time
me
I
in
go
the
somewhere.
Eye.
Yeah.
I want M&Ms in my room, like that kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, and apparently it's pretty elaborate. I think it's on thesmokinggun.com.
See,
you
I would want an elaborate one, too. I'm like, don't look me in the eye.
Yeah, then they'd be like,
and don't
oh,
talk to me.
You're a high maintenance bitch.
Walk backwards. Get
I'm
me
only
going
to be married to you for a year.
Exactly. Well, okay, people, this is another message, okay? Don't take new photos. Like, today's going to be a series of lessons. Do not take naked pictures of yourself, and do not get married under the age of 30 if you... under the age of 30, and if you've only known someone for a few months. Everybody's in love after 3 months. Everybody thinks marriage is a great idea. But let's look at Kim Kardashian. Let's look at Russell Brand. I mean, really, why rush into marriage? Why can't you just rush into, like, living together or, like, committing really seriously, heavily? But why the wedding? I don't get it. It pissed me off. I bought them presents, too.
People are in love.
Yeah, but love is disillusioning, because when you're in love, do you know that the brain images of someone falling in love looks like that – looks the same as someone who is on cocaine?
Yeah.
So you literally have neurons and hormones firing in your brain, and you look like you're on drugs because you are on the love drug, which eventually, like all drugs, you crash. And it could be after 6 months, after a year, after you start seeing who this person really is. This is not the time to get married when you're on drugs.
I love
the love drug.
I love your scientific studies that are so uplifting on life, but you have never been in love.
I've been in love.
You have not.
It's
had
been
that
a
feeling.
Long time since I've been in love, but I've definitely been in love. I've been in, like, serious, like.
I've oh, been serious, in love.
No, I've been in love. But it's been a long time. It's been a long time since I felt like that. Oh my God, I love you. Yeah. I might want you to sleep over.
I want you to sleep over.
Maybe
you
get
never
a drawer.
Lived with anybody.
I know. It's crazy
You've
that I've never
been
lived
in love.
I've never lived with anybody. But it just never really came up. I think that guys would have wanted to guys proposed the idea of living with me, and I just thought, not a good idea, time to break up. Not because they want to live together, but just because I didn't see where they were going.
Well, when I'm jobless and I have no money, I'm living on your couch.
So. Totally, honey. You can always stay with me. And I've got cable
for a week at most.
I've got my
or like a day.
And my dog.
Oh,
you'd love it.
F that. I ain't staying over.
Oh, come on. Just because she farted on you once does not mean you hate a dog.
It was disgusting.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. She had a bad stomach. Okay, Johnny Depp and Vanessa Paradis are on the Serious Rocks. On Serious Rocks.
I heard that, too.
They've been together forever, and she's so cute, and he's so talented, and things are not looking good for Johnny Depp and Vanessa. Seems their quiet family is in a lot of turmoil, enough to tear them apart completely. Multiple sources say the couple of 14 years who've not been seen on a red carpet together for more than a year are officially calling it quits. What's worse is we hear they are already living sad, separate lives, passing poor Lily Rose and Jack between them. As one source points out, all this leads to their relationship being all but officially finished. I thought they were like this one happy couple, good looking, like they've been together 14 years. But again, I don't see that as a failure. 14 years is a good run.
Maybe she looked at his teeth.
Are they bad?
His teeth are jacked. He was on the Golden Globes the other night. I don't know what the hell's wrong with him.
He never fixed him. He's got all that money.
He
Fix
looks like his teeth looks like he's still in the Pirates of the Caribbean. Like
really?
They're really effed up.
Wow. Well, I doubt that's why she left.
They're
him
like brown.
Wow. Does he smoke?
I think he smokes and drinks. Yeah.
Dude, get the whitening thing in the Invisalign.
Yeah, man.
You've got
You're
the money.
A crazy millionaire.
He lives in Europe, though. A lot of people in Europe aren't as focused on their teeth as we are in America.
You need to have nice white teeth.
I know. That's what I have. See? Okay. Bethany Frankel from The Real Housewives.
Bethany, love her.
She, you do?
Yeah.
Awesome. She doesn't have sex. During
what?
A recent interview, housewife Bethany Frankel opened up about her marriage to her husband, Jason Hoppe, and she had the following thing to say about it. My marriage is not perfect. And here's what Bethany had to say about her sex life in the promo for the new season of Bethany's Ever After on Bravo. Intimacy is challenging. Uh-oh. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Intimacy is challenging. Jason's penis has cobwebs on it. They've only been together like a year, right?
Yeah, but they had a baby.
Oh, the baby kills the sex life. I just
Babies
got interviewed.
Babies kill the boners, everybody.
Baby kills the boner. I just got interviewed by Parenting Magazine about...
It was, why would Parenting Magazine be interviewing you?
Because I'm a sex expert.
About what?
About sex after baby. It was how the father can deal with the sex life after baby and what he should do. And you know
Go
what?
Sleep with whores.
No, she's not going to want to have sex for, on average, 4 months. She just had a baby come out of her vagina. It's been ripped
to
shreds.
Yeah, but that was a while ago. Wow, that's a very attractive.
I can't believe she said on national television that Jason's penis has cobwebs on it. How does he feel about that? They got to start having sex again. I'm sorry. If you're listening to this and you're in a relationship and you're not having sex and then it seems like too much time passed, too much time, we can't do it, just fucking go home and sleep with your person right now, because you can even take the 30-day sex challenge, which you say we're going to have sex every day for 30 days. That will get your sex life back on track. You can even have foreplay one of the nights. But just say, like, going to the gym. Like, you know when you, okay, I didn't go to the gym for like a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was so busy, I had no time to go to the gym. But I've gone the last 13 days. in the mornings. I've been going to the gym. And it feels great. I had to go every day. The first few days sucked. I was miserable. It was hard. I was like, oh, my God, the gym. I was lasted 10 minutes. But now if you make yourself go, and it's the same thing with sex. You think, oh, my God, that's such a burden. But if you know you're going to do it, it gets you guys back connected again. Because when couples don't have sex, they no longer have the intimacy anymore. They might be fine, and they can sit down and play a game of backgammon together or do whatever couples do. I don't know what couples do. But they're not having sex. It's not going to be good. It's not going to bode well for the relationship.
Yeah, I don't know.
They, I'm just saying.
Just introduce alcohol. You'll be okay. Speaking about one of the real housewives, because she started off
right as a real housewife, right?
Candy from Atlanta is going to be here,
right,
in our area, so I want to try to get her on the show.
We're going
to
go see her. Well, we actually knew that she's going to be at Good Vibrations.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
No, we just found the same day you texted me about it.
Oh, okay.
Candy from, she's got a new sex toy line.
Yeah,
and so she's promoting it at Good Vibrations, and we're going to go to the party. But she's also would be great to get her in here.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's work on that.
That's cool.
Okay. This is crazy. What were you going to say?
No, I was saying she also does a sex show, too.
I heard that.
Yeah.
That bitch is trying to copy me. She's stealing my thunder or something?
Yeah,
where's her sex show? In her basement?
No. She does that at a studio, too.
Whatevs. Okay, Chris Brown and Rihanna are secretly dating again. Is that woman insane? He beat her. I have nothing else to say about that.
No, they're not dating again.
It says sources close to the star say that Rihanna and Chris Brown have secretly been hooking up for a whole year. Then a source close to Chris's girlfriend, apparently as a girlfriend, came forward and said that she's fully aware of his cheating but won't break up with him because of it. Okay, she's an idiot. How many idiots are in this story? So now Chris's rep has spoken up about the romance claim, saying he's saying none of it's true. He said that they're just friends, he and Rihanna. Admits the rumors that Chris has been cheating on his girlfriend with Rihanna. She's been tweeting a lot about the topic at hand. She said, there's no reason to cheat. There never is. This is a tweet that she sent. If you're not happy with the relationship, then don't be a coward just ending it. So maybe it's not true.
Well, they
but
were,
I don't know.
They,
I have a,
they
yeah.
were following each other on
Twitter?
On Twitter still.
And then
her fans were like, why the hell are you doing that? Started giving her crap and stuff
How
like that.
How many times did he beat her during that beating? Was it a lot? Was it repeated beating or was it a one time?
Well,
he
I mean,
was
all
drunk?
We know of is one time.
And he was drunk?
No, he wasn't drunk. It was on the way to the Grammys. They got in a fight. Now, this is what I heard from, because I work in the industry.
Yes.
Through industry people, okay?
Okay.
This is hearsay. I'm not saying this is true. This is not a statement that I'm making. This is what I heard what happened that day.
Thank you for that disclaimer.
I was actually at the Grammys, and I was excited to see her perform. So what I heard was they're driving the Lamborghini. She was giving him fellatio.
Oh, awesome.
And he got a text message from like some other chick. And I don't know how it went down, but she ends up like seeing his phone or something going off. And then she ends up biting.
I was just going to say, did she bite his penis?
Bite his penis.
She used
and
the
then,
teeth.
And then he went crazy on her. That's what I heard.
Oh, my God. I've not
that's
heard
still,
that story.
It's still, you don't beat the crap out of a chick. I mean, that's, I mean, you have
no,
you
no
use,
matter what. Even if she uses
every,
teeth, which is a no-no.
Yeah. You do whatever you can to get her off of your penis, but you don't beat her up.
It doesn't sound like they had a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he's a cheater, even if he's not cheating with her. The fact that his girlfriend doesn't care. I mean, who knows what's true and what's not. But I don't think that they're a good
and
match.
And here's a stupid thing. What just happened not too long ago. He was trying to send her a private message on Twitter. And he messed up. And it was public.
What?
And it says, oh, did you get those photos I sent you?
Oh. Well,
it's like, dude, you probably have her freaking phone number. You don't need to be, like, talking to her through Twitter.
That's
you know?
So dumb. Okay, I don't even want to talk about them anymore because she should just friggin' run from him. And the fact that he's tweeting her means that there is some kind of reconciliation.
Yeah.
But a lot of times women who are involved in abuse go back for more just because they want, you know, there's a whole cycle of abuse that why women are in abusive relationships. It sounds like that could be her. Okay, we are going to move into some emails before we get to Dude, Where's My G-Spot?
All right.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. I will answer your emails, your sex questions, your relationship questions, whatever you got. And you can also go to my website, sexwithemily.com, and just click on Ask Emily. It's easy to do it that way through the website. Okay, Emily, I've got a couple questions. Last week, I was with a woman, and she was giving me a blowjob. In the middle of her going down on me, she puts a finger up my ass, and she pressed against my prostate. And I came so hard, it was literally the best blowjob I ever received. I guess my question is the prostate the male G-spot? And my other question is, with the same woman, she had a fantasy of taking a man up the ass. So we went out that night, and I bought her a strap-on harness and a new dildo, and when we came back to my apartment, I let her take control, and yes, I had let her take it up my ass. The thing is, I kind of liked it, and I'm ashamed to admit it to her. Is it natural that I like that sort of thing? I love your podcast, and I'll be getting a membership to your site very soon, Steve in New Jersey. Steve, okay, yes, the male prostate is very much like the male G-spot. Men have intense orgasms when they are penetrated there, when their prostate is rubbed. It's like the taint area. What is it? Not your ass, not your...
The taint.
The taint.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is the G-spot, I think. But the taint area feels good, mm-hmm. too. But anyway, the male G-spot. There are so many men. First of all, it doesn't mean you're gay. You didn't ask me that, but a lot of men think they're gay. I can't tell you how many men derive so much pleasure from, like, fingers up their butt or being penetrated by a dildo. It does not make you gay. But a lot of men feel that it would make them gay, that it's that they don't want anything up their ass, blah, blah, blah. And I think to the men out there, you might be missing out on some of the most extreme pleasure that you've ever felt, and you're not getting it. And just start with the finger. Have a woman stick her finger up your butt. See how it feels. At first, it might kind of feel weird because you're not used to it.
And then you can move on to baseball bats.
Then you can stick a baseball bat up your butt. But I'm just saying that it's not, well, gay men can't all be crazy. Like, they have experienced sex. They it feels amazing to them. And you guys have an ass, and you should use it, and you should try and experiment. But I know you won't. I know you're listening. You're going, I don't want any bitch sticking a dildo up my ass. But you know what? It might feel good.
Watch
the movie. And then, do you really want to find out, like, 30 years from now that, like, that was the best experience you could have had and you didn't do it? No.
Yeah, you should watch the movie Road Trip. It's a really funny movie, but there's a whole part in that movie about this, and they actually break it down and explain it.
What do they say?
They're saying how amazing it is.
I get why so many men are.
I mean, I don't want a strap on penetrating me.
What about a finger up your butt? He said he had the best. She was giving him a blowjob. So what happens is,
if it's a woman giving me a woman putting her finger up my butt, I don't think that's gay.
Oh, okay. And would you
if
allow
it's
that?
A guy putting his finger up?
Have you ever had a woman? Have you ever had a woman put a finger up your butt?
No.
But it might feel good. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, and if that's something that grows you out, you can take a shower together beforehand. But just try it. Everyone this weekend,
get a finger up your butt. Yeah, finger up the butt.
Put your own finger up your butt. I don't care. See how it feels. Hi, Emily. I'm a 21-year-old woman, and I have problems achieving orgasms during sex. I can manage fine on my own with masturbation, primarily clitoral stimulation. But when it comes to sex, it's a huge hassle. My boyfriend is an amazing partner, and I've honestly never been more aroused in the bedroom. Natural penises for the win. But I just can't seem to climax during sex, and I think it's discouraging my boyfriend, even though I've told him that it's always been a problem for me. When I have achieved an orgasm during sex, it's been the best climax, so I'd like to experience them more frequently without killing my boyfriend's wrists. Any suggestions or advice? This is Lydia from Tottenham, Ontario, Canada. Okay, Lydia, first of all, you're 21 years old. This is a great time to ask the question. A lot of women, all ages, are unable to achieve an orgasm through intercourse without additional clitoral stimulation. So I would say, first of all, good for you that you can have an orgasm on your own. That's awesome. You know how to do it. You can masturbate. I would say that you need clitoral stimulation during intercourse. And sometimes there's a lot of positions that are better for hitting your like if you woman on top, you can move so the man's rubbing your clitoris. But also, I would try using a vibrator during sex. There's nothing wrong with it. You can get a small, subtle vibrator, so it's not like a big, huge vibrator. There's like the bullet or the pocket rocket. You can get those from adamandeve.com. Actually, if you go to adamandeve.com and you use coupon code Emily at checkout, you get the Kim Kardashian sex tape CD. You get 50% off most items, a free gift, and free shipping. We love adamandeve.com. Coupon code Emily, get a little vibrator. The pocket rockets or the bullets are amazing because it's like you can barely, like you just hold it, or your boyfriend holds it over your clitoris while you're on top. Or sometimes it's great while he's behind you to use a vibrator, and you'll definitely get a little orgasm. And some women need to have a clitoral orgasm before they can have a G-spot orgasm. So you might realize that once that vibrator helps you have an orgasm, that you have another kind, you might have even more intense orgasm. So I would definitely try that. Another thing I would try, you can also get a Form 3 from Jimmy Jane or Form 2. Those are great vibrators. JimmyJane.com is awesome, and you use coupon code Emily25 at checkout. Also, cock rings are great because you don't need to use your hands, meaning you won't hurt your wrists. And there's the iconic ring from Jimmy Jane, the Boingo cock ring, and Screaming O's from Adam and Eve. So here's the deal about cock rings. I'm a huge fan of cock rings because they're stretchy, they fit on every penis, and now they come with vibrators on the end, little tiny vibrators, like the size of a, what is that, like a nugget,
like a dime.
I was trying to think of something more profound. It's like the size of a dime, and it vibrates, and it hits your clitoris, so it helps keep him stronger, harder, longer, the cock ring. But while you're having sex, it is pounding on your clitoris. So you're getting that vibration, and you don't have to hold anything in your hands because the cock ring is on his penis. So I would recommend trying one of those and see how it goes during sex. Just bring in a sex toy. Again, both AdamandEve.com and JimmyJane.com are great sites to go to buy those kinds of things.
Oh, my biggest fear ever has happened since we have ever done the show.
What?
Our computer crashed while we're recording, but it's okay. We're recording on our video, so we'll just get the audio from there.
Okay, perfect.
But man.
So, but the audio.
How long have we been doing the show?
7 years.
Yeah.
The audio works.
We'll get it off the video.
Oh my God, no worries.
No big. So yeah, if you want to watch the show though.
Oh, and if you want to, I should explain everyone listening to the show that you can watch the show on sexwithemily.com. We do three to four shows a week. It is, some shows are free, but some, if you want to watch all the shows and get all the information, you should become a Friends with Benefits member. It's $4.95 a month, and it's the best $4.95 a month that you will ever spend.
It's like a sandwich.
It's like
Would
nothing.
Would you not
it's like
buy this lovely lady a sandwich
exactly.
once a
Think
month?
Think of how much I've already helped your sex life, and I haven't even got into Dude, Where's My G-Spot yet, which we're going to get into in a second.
Believe me, she needs that sandwich. If you could see the refrigerator at her house.
Oh, my God.
Nothing
it's all
is inside.
Alcohol. I've got whipped cream, half a bottle of wine, and tons of condiments for some reason.
Half a bottle of wine, isn't it, like, not good after you open it?
Yeah, I should throw it away. It's like a bad bottle of wine. I just haven't thrown it away yet. It's pathetic. I live like a bachelor. My refrigerator's always been that way. The freezer is really full, though, because I eat frozen food sometimes, from time to time.
My refrigerator has the whole line of Trader Joe's. Like, it is
everything. I love Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's is amazing. Yeah. And you've been drinking a lot of wine lately, I noticed.
Oh, I've been joking around. I'm not actually drinking it when I'm tweeting it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I post a couple pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, that's
cool. Drinking wine. The white wine is. Bleh.
But you love tequila. That's your favorite.
Tequila, yes.
Okay.
Please send the bottles here.
Send the bottles here
to
tequila.
Stitcher.
Exactly. We're better when we're drunk on the show. We actually have not done our drunk show yet.
I know.
We're going to do it
what
soon.
What the hell?
Okay, let's move into our topic. Dude, where's my G-spot?
Before we do that, can we just say something? Because I remember in a conversation that we had, because we went out drinking not too long ago. We went to a bar. And a conversation we had was, what's the number one question people ask me about you?
Oh, okay.
And you remember what my response was?
No.
You didn't remember what the response was?
No, I don't remember things. Tell me.
The number one question is, do you take it up the butt?
What?
Yes. That was the number one question.
That is the number one question.
You must have been drunk if you don't remember my
response. Well, we were all drinking.
Yeah.
What do you think? Why do people want to know if I take it up the butt?
I don't know. It's very interesting.
You'd be like, is she as cool as she seems on the radio?
Is she really
that hot in person?
Is she really knowledgeable? No.
Right. No. No. Does she take it up the butt? And how the hell would you know if I took it up the butt?
I don't know. Maybe you told me.
Right. I hate your friends. They're dummies. Why are they asking
this
such stupid
questions?
This is
all walks of life, man.
All walks of life. It's like, hey, yeah, so Menace, you're the one in sex with me. Does anyone take it up the butt?
Yeah.
And what do you say?
You know, you should pay $4.99 a month and on sexwithemily.com and you'll find out.
You will find out, although I probably won't talk about that. But
well, you're talking about
hilarious.
Fingers up the butt. Why can't you talk about taking it up the butt?
I won't talk about my own taking it up the butt. But anal is like the new blowjob. I swear to God, everyone is having anal sex now.
I know.
It's like
it's
my
so
friend
trendy.
Just wrote a book called Anal Sex. It is trendy. Things become trendy, and I feel like not. It's been for years now, but mm-hmm. but it seems like anal sex is a lot more commonly talked about. I think it's porn too.
It's more in the mainstream public. I mean, it's always been around, but
right, they've been having anal sex for thousands of years, probably. But it has become more of a something in the repertoire. But it's funny because I was in Michigan visiting my family, and remember I went on a date with that guy from Michigan.
Yeah,
and he's newly divorced, and he. Said to me, I have a question for you, Emily. And he was married for like 10 years
yeah.
and he's just starting to date again. So uh-huh. he said to me,
do you take it up the butt?
No, it wasn't about me taking it up the butt. He's like, why do all these women want to take it up the butt? He's like, I'm confused. Color me confused. My wife didn't want it up the butt. Like, you know when you're out of the dating game and you get back in the dating game, you have to, like, exercise your dating muscles, whatever. Mm-hmm. He's just like, okay, I don't know what to do. They all want it up the butt. He's like, and that doesn't really do it for me. And he doesn't, he's, like, afraid of it because he'd never done it.
Wow.
So anyway, that was his one sex question for me.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, people do it up the butt.
Up the butt is so hot right now.
Up the butt is hot, dude.
It's trending on Twitter.
But I can realize – I know why a lot of people – if you don't – we're going to be doing a show on anal sex in the next few weeks because my friend actually wrote a book about it called Tickle Your Tush. And it's –
wait, that's Sadie Allison?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She wrote Tickle His Pickle, and now she wrote Tickle His Tush or Tickle Your Tush. His tush. No, tickle your tush.
Tickle a tush.
Tickle a tush. Because women's tushes can be tickled too. So mm-hmm. we're going to break that down for you. But if you have any questions about anal sex or anything, you can email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. So what? Do you want to tickle a tush this weekend?
No, I'll pass.
Okay, cool. Okay. Dude, where's my G-spot? For some women, hitting the G-spot can bring deep and intense orgasms that differ from a clitoral orgasm. For other women, stimulating the area called the G-spot makes them feel like they have to pee. So a lot of times women don't have the G-spot orgasm because that area, when you touch it too hard, it does feel like you're going to pee. But actually a lot of times maybe you are about to pee, but you might be about to have an orgasm too. So let's just talk about the location of the G-spot, the elusive G-spot where it lives. It's located about 2 inches inside the vagina on the top side on the underside of her stomach. So sometimes it's difficult to find or locate, and you should know when you've found it because it feels like a bean-shaped bump, or some say like an apricot pit. The size and location will vary with most women. So if you stick your fingers inside of her, so a lot of times the best way to find the G-spot for the first time, if you want to do it with your partner or if you're a woman and you want to do it alone, is to stick your fingers inside in like a come hither motion, like that come to me motion, but mm-hmm. it's pointing towards your belly because that's where it is. It's like on the underside of your belly, the G-spot. You are more likely to find it if it's the G-spot if the woman is already aroused. So as I was telling the woman who wrote in earlier, a lot of women need to have a clitoral orgasm before their G-spot because then it becomes engorged and she becomes aroused. And it is better to use your fingers. Have you ever gone hunting for the G-spot in a woman?
Yeah, I have. The elusive G-spot.
What did it? How'd it go?
I believe it went well or she was faking it. Whatever. Either way.
I went
looking for it.
You did?
Yeah.
Did she ask you to or you were just like, let's go G-spot hunting?
Yeah. I mean, I put my mining hat on. There was a flashlight involved.
Like spelunking.
Yeah. I had some night vision going on.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was
It's hard
good.
To find. Yeah, it is hard to find. So you're more likely to find it, and fingers are generally more effective than a penis in finding it. So this is what you do to find it. Let's say you have a woman. Ask her to lie on her belly, legs apart, and hips rotated slightly upward. She can even use like a pillow underneath her butt. Insert 2 fingers... palm up and carefully explore the front wall of her vagina with a firm touch. Reach under her body and place your other hand on her abdomen. So you've got 1 finger inside, 2 fingers inside, and 1 on her abdomen just above the pubic hairline, and apply a soft downward pressure. This helps to stimulate her G-spot. So a lot of times during sex, have you ever been having intercourse with a woman and she's rubbing her stomach or her area right there?
Yes.
Okay. That's her pubic bone. That's because that's how you can reach the G-spot. That's why she's doing it. Aren't you glad you know that now?
I know. Or did you already know that? Why are you doing that?
Right. That's weirdo. How she do it. Yeah. I have to do that too, just so you know.
Sometimes?
Sometimes when I'm having sex, it feels really good to rub that area because it's G-spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits your clitoris too. So now that you have found the G-spot, hopefully you are taking notes or listening very carefully, you have to stimulate it. So like I said, some women need to have their clitoris stimulated first. So do your mouth or your fingers or your tongue or use some lube or whatever you want to do.
Oh, you put that like crazy ecstasy
stuff right.
on
last
your vagina.
Week's
show. How did that work?
You know, there's all these female libido enhancers that they have now. And my friend Jamie was on the show. If you want to check out the show, it's on our website. I believe it was last Friday's show. And before she came in here, she brought me a bunch of sex. She just went to the sex expo and we put this gel on our vagina, on our clitoris, because it's put it, and it tingled, mm-hmm. and it's supposed to give help you have yeah. orgasm. But I didn't have sex. I was doing the radio show. So I kind of forgot about it. It was tingly and it felt good. And if I walked out and banged someone, I might have had a more intense orgasm. I don't know. It's inconclusive data at this point.
Oh, you need to test it again.
I'm going
to
test it. We were actually just talking about it in the office. So if you don't stimulate the clitoris, there's a very strong possibility the G-spot may feel dry and uncomfortable. So do the come hither movement with your fingers. And as she approaches the point of orgasm, if this is her first time having one this way, she may get the feeling of a full bladder like she has to pee. So that's what happens. This sensation should go away after a few seconds. And if she is still nervous about having to pee, just tell her to go pee. But that is the feeling. It's kind of a bummer. You're like, I want about to have an orgasm, but I got to pee. That happens with the G-spot exploration.
And then what happens?
And then what happens? Well, then, she can have a raging orgasm if
or she can
it.
Just pee all over or you because she really needs to pee.
And maybe you're into that sort of thing. Some guys like the golden shower.
They do. That's
I know.
So weird.
It's so weird, but there are so many men who are like, pee on me now. I never had that experience.
Oh,
with a guy.
I thought you were about to say, I had this one guy.
I have not had a guy do that. Have you ever? No. Girls don't
No,
ask
but
for
I
it.
I knew some chicks in high school. They were like all into it. They were talking about it and stuff like that. I go, are you for real right
they
now?
They were into.
In high school, they're into like peeing on guys and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to a classy high school.
Yeah, it sounds
Newark
like
Memorial
it.
In Newark, California.
Yeah, it sounds like it was super classy. But yeah, I've never had a guy say, will you pee on me? I wonder if I would. Like if I really liked the guy and he was like, okay, get up and pee on me.
But you ever had like guy taking a shower with a guy and he's peeing on your foot or something?
No.
What? Not for fun or anything like that?
Dude, is that how you have fun? You pee on women's foot?
Feet? Yeah, you just pee on their feet or something.
Do you do that?
No.
No.
But I heard people.
Do you pee in the shower?
Do I pee in the shower? Every guy pees in the shower.
Does he? Why don't you just pee in the toilet that's next to the shower?
You then have to get out. I'm all wet. Then there's floor. There's wet.
Pee before you get in the shower.
What's wrong with peeing
it's
in the shower?
It's disgusting because you don't clean your shower. I bet. How dirty
you
is
just
your...
pee in the hole.
How dirty is your shower?
My shower is very clean.
How often do you clean? I bet you guys, the
clean,
worst
like,
thing.
I clean my entire house every single Sunday.
Being a chick.
Like top to bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
And going to a guy's house when he has a disgusting bathroom makes me limp. I can't get it up
kills
for a
your
guy.
Bone.
With a Just guys, clean your bathroom, wipe down the toilet, like get all that crud out. I mean, mm-hmm. stop peeing in the shower if you want to take a shower together because I know you just peed in it. But I know people pee in the shower. Okay, there are some positions that are the best G-spot positions to reach the G-spot. The first one is doggy style, which I'm sure will make many men happy because that's a very popular position. Guys love doggy style. As you penetrate her vagina in this position, the head of your penis will hit her G-spot automatically.
Then why don't you guys like it? Why do you think it's degrading?
We do. Like, that's old news. But I guess some women feel like it's degrading. Probably because they call it doggy style. Why don't they just change the name into like queen style or something?
Yeah,
or like,
to princess like style.
Princess. It's the princess position. And then people wouldn't feel so offended by it.
Yeah.
Okay. So doggy style is great. And another great thing about doggy style position is that your penis can hit her G-spot. Plus, she can also stimulate her clitoris with a vibrator or with her fingers. Or you can stimulate her clitoris with your fingers.
Your favorite.
What, my clitoris?
No, to be able to use a toy at the same time.
I love my toys. Position two, to find a G-spot. Missionary with her legs bent to her chest. So she's on her back and her knees are way up.
Mm-hmm.
And that can hit it because you're – and you can also put a pillow. It's always good to put a pillow under her butt. The Liberator is great. The Liberator, Lauren got a Liberator wedge. You can buy those at AdamAndEve.com.
Really, Lauren?
Lauren walked. Lauren is my intern sitting here.
You just thrown her under the bus. Maybe she didn't want to share that information.
Well, she got it to test it because we do tests for Adam and Eve. I don't know that she really wanted it. Oh, she did want it.
Oh, she really wanted the Liberator.
It's that big wedge. What was that movie that they had it in? It was with Brad Pitt. It was that
movie. Sex wedge.
The sex wedge. It's like a wedge. Because a lot of women need to be have their butt raised up a little bit to have more stimulation and to reach easier. So.
Who do you want
to
use the Liberator with? Oh, she doesn't want to talk to
us. She doesn't want to use names. But she did walk through the streets of San Francisco loud and proud with the big wedge in her hand when it came in the mail.
You know they sell that everywhere, like at Walgreens, like at your mom's.
I know, but they don't call it the wedge.
Yeah, they call it the...
They call it the like... But Lauren did watch TV with it the first night, right? She did not have sex. She just watched. But it's comfortable for whatever you want it. Watch TV.
Have you had people come over and say, what is that? Or they already know what it is?
Her roommates wanted to know.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so yeah, my interns get good little perks. Position three.
I never got a sex wedge or a cock ring or nothing from you.
I don't know that you want one. I'll give you a cock
ring. I
mean,
sex wedge, I like it because it's furniture. Like, it can be used for other things, you know?
Honey, just go to IKEA. You really need a wedge? Okay, position three is the reverse cowgirl. In this position, your penis will easily hit her G-spot. So you know reverse cowgirl.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's laying down. Woman is it's like she's on top, but she spins around. So her legs are facing – your feet are all facing the same position. And she goes up and down. Men love that position too.
The reverse cowgirl?
You don't love it?
I don't love it.
Some guys like it, I think, because I don't know why. You can see my ass. Why do you guys love reverse cowgirl?
Well, maybe it's less intimate. I don't have to, like, look into
your
eyes.
That's what I was going to say first. I was going to say, you don't have to look at me. You can just make weird faces and stuff.
Yeah, and, like, give thumbs up and, like, call my friend while you, you know?
You're like, she won't know what I'm doing. I'm going to eat the rest of the pizza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you ever texted somebody while...
Having sex?
While having sex or receiving... You know,
or
pleasure. No? Never?
Have you?
Yeah, of course.
You're like, I do work. I edit videos.
I have things to do.
You're like, I'm on Final Cut Pro editing videos while I'm getting fellatio. Well, you're just a multitasker. Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I think that a guy I'm with would be offended if I started sending texts.
What?
I was on a conference call once and had a guy go down on me. He was at my house and he performed oral sex to me while I was on the conference call. That was kind of hot.
I mean, were you supposed to put input on this conference call or just listen to it?
Well, I didn't put a lot of input. I think I was just listening and maybe moaning by mistake now and then. But, yeah, that's
I was having
cool.
sex with some chick once, and then we called some other chick and let her listen.
Dude, that was me.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Oh, my God. Menace, friggin' – I don't know why you did that.
I was
Menace was so drunk.
It.
And I think I was always giving you shit about not
– Oh, you never get laid.
You
blah,
never
blah,
get laid.
Or never
so it was
anything.
Like Saturday night at 11 o'clock. I'm driving around and it's Menace calling me. And I always answer Menace's call. And he's like, guess what I'm doing right now?
Yeah.
And I was like, what? He's like, having sex.
Having sex, man.
He's like, you want to talk to her? And then he puts the girl on the phone and she's like, hi. And then I think you guys forgot I was on the phone.
Yeah.
And you went back to having sex. And I realized I was listening for a while, because I thought you were coming back. But you were just having sex. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm listening to Menace having sex. I'm hanging up.
Why would you hang up on that when you go to all these crazy, wacky sex parties?
Because
why would
was,
you think that's
I think
offensive?
I was going to a party. I didn't have time to sit and listen to you have sex all night. But that was funny. You should do that again.
Okay.
And then I'll record it. Okay. If you want to find your own G-spot, this is for a woman. You do not need a man. You do not need his penis. You do not need his fingers because you've got your own fingers. And they also make, if you go to any of these sites, Adam and Eve, Jimmy Jane, they make certain vibrators that are for G-spot stimulation. But first thing, get out some lube. Lube is so important. I am bringing lube back in 2012. Lube is not just for when you're dry. Lube feels really, really good on women's clitoris and inside. Why are you laughing?
I always, like, when you bring up subjects like these, for some reason, because I watch a lot of comedies, and they'll be in the movie Superbad.
Yes.
They,
and he's like,
talk, yeah, he goes, I need a little bottle of lube.
And he throws it in the bushes.
Yeah, yeah.
Lube, right. Lube gets a bad rap. And
it
lube,
does.
I'm telling
it's
you.
So, it's It's so extra. Like, just bringing, I mean, you should bring a condom every single time, but bringing a condom is such a hassle. And then bringing a little
bottle of lube. That was a funny
spermicide
scene.
It was spermicide lube, too.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Lube feels amazing. It just enhances sex. I think, for me personally, and a lot of other women I've talked to and men, it just feels good. Like, just always have lube by your bedside and add it into the mix. It makes it more slippery. But for specifically for women who are trying to find their G-spot, get out some lube, put your finger inside until about your second knuckle is inside. You should feel a rigid area on the upper wall of your vagina. And it's going to be the texture of the G-spot area will likely be noticeably different than the typically smooth walls of vagina. So that's how you find it.
Mm.
It feels like I said, like an apricot or like a bean or something. And when you're aroused, it expands.
Uh-huh.
So maybe you first want to masturbate clitorally and have an orgasm and then go hunting for your G-spot. Just saying. The G-spot responds to pressure, so press down and pull forward using that come-hither motion with your fingers. And a light touch, unlike the clitoris, a light touch on the G-spot doesn't do that much. So experiment with direct and consistent pressure. You may also try circular movements or thrusting. So you want to do direct pressure on it. It's different. Like the clitoris, you go on the clitoris, you go around the clitoris. But with this, you gotta pressure.
Okay.
As a woman, that's what you should do. Okay, so you got that so far?
I got it. I'm taking it in.
Another thing about the G-spot that makes it so you're like, why do I care about the G-spot? A lot of women, when they have G-spot stimulation, can squirt. So female ejaculation. That's a very common question we get asked. Why are you squinting and making faces?
No, just the whole squirting thing.
You don't like it?
It's very messy. And I have to clean my bed sheets like right away.
I know.
And I don't know if she peed on me or if
she did not pee.
Squirted.
Female ejaculation exists. It is different fluid than pee. It comes out of a different place. It is real. I promise you. Some women ejaculate with an orgasm, and others find that orgasm and ejaculation are two distinct and different functions which happen separately. So I know women who squirt but don't have orgasms, and some women orgasms and then they squirt. So you can squirt without it. So if you have a lot of pressure to your G-spot, you are more likely to squirt. And there are lots of like DVDs and stuff online and on the show, we talk about it. You can actually learn. Women can learn to ejaculate. We had a woman on the show a few months ago who talked about teaching women, and you can all learn to ejaculate. So she's got to relax. A woman's got to relax, and she's got to contract her pelvic muscles. So women need clitoral stimulation, and for others it might happen during intercourse, but most likely it'll happen tension to the G-spot. So this is all about the G-spot fluids. Use your fingers to play around and see what works. And about, you know, you'll hit the G-spot. So just keep pressing and pressing on the G-spot for increased stimulation. And then you'll know when it happens because a clear, watery fluid streams out of her urethra, which is different than where the urine comes out of. It's clear. It's not urine.
Where is she hiding? Where is she hiding this fluid?
In her urethra. And it doesn't come out unless you stimulate the G-spot.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
it is
exactly.
A lot.
It is a lot, but have you had...
It's a lot. Where are you hiding all that?
Have you had...
Yes,
it's
very messy. I thought I was peed on. Maybe I was peed on.
Maybe you were peed on. Did you smell it?
No, I didn't smell anything.
Oh, that's good. But, I mean, some women do pee during sex. It happens. Does that gross you out?
That I got peed on? No, I thought it was awesome. Yes.
No, but does the female ejaculation...
No. It's just so, you know, I don't like things that are messy. So much messy.
Since when are you so neat?
I'm not like super neat, but it's just like all this messy stuff.
I know, it does. It does make your sheets really wet, and you have to change like the undersheet and the mattress cover, and it's true. Maybe you should just put like those Depends on your bed for like the sheets that people use, like old people use.
Yeah.
When they pee in their bed.
Should.
Yeah. You could
because
do that.
I spent $40 at Ross for my bed set, and I don't want to mess it up, okay?
You spent $40?
$40.
That's nothing. Mine was like $500.
Oh, excuse me.
From
Egyptian cotton, whatever the hell.
Yeah, you got to have Egyptian cotton.
Oh.
Honey, this is important for men. Men should have good sheets on their bed.
Yeah. I mean, my bed is always made, and it always
yeah,
looks nice.
Yeah, but do you have scratchy sheets?
I have good sheets.
Are they crusty?
Yes, they're very crusty.
From ejaculation?
From all the ejaculation on them, yes.
How often do you masturbate?
Daily.
For real?
No.
Bi-weekly?
Bi-weekly?
I don't know. Once a week, twice a week. I'm just curious.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Twice a week.
And you think about
times a week.
Me?
I think about you every single time.
Right. I wonder if that would make you not get a boner if you thought of it. No, you would for sure.
Oh man, I was gonna tell you something.
Tell me something. Go. No, I've just got a little bit more to talk about the G spot. We're almost done with the G spot, so we've
No, damn, I totally forgot. I'm sorry.
Oh, give me a good story.
No. Oh, I was gonna say towards the end of the show because the show's on Sirius now.
Right, Sirius XM 165.
Yeah, and they're based out of New York, and I found out last minute I'm going to New York.
No way. When?
Yeah, in the beginning of February.
For what?
For the History Channel, for some media thing.
That's awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
You've been to New York, right?
Oh, many times, yeah.
Right. I love it there.
I love it.
I should live in New York. I feel like it's every American's duty to live in New York at some point in their life, and I still have not lived there yet. I'm living in San Francisco. But I love it.
I mean, New York is amazing, but it's so – we think it's expensive where we live.
I know.
It is so expensive. My friend had a one-bedroom place that – wasn't even new at all. It was $5,000 a month.
Yeah, it's crazy the rents that people pay there. It's even more than San Francisco, which is one of the most expensive in the nation.
I know. It's crazy.
But there's so many more people. I mean, here's the thing. San Francisco, there's like less than 1 million people. Mm-hmm. And you've like, by the time you lived here long enough, like you've dated everyone.
Yeah.
You've slept with everybody.
Well, that's your problem.
That's my problem. But in New York, there's always new meat coming in. There's like millions of people, not just like hundreds of thousands.
Well, in that area, 15 million people live
there. People should not complain about dating in New York because you can find people in New York.
In our whole area here, we only have 5 million in our surrounding.
I know.
800,000 live in San Francisco, but our surrounding area is 5 million.
Right.
So, yeah, they have 15 million in such a small
place. I know.
I love it.
When are you going?
February 1st and 2nd, probably.
Cool. Okay.
What's up? You going to come?
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Let's try to do a fundraiser on your friend's website.
Sure.
Your company's
so you
already paying
me?
For you. Yes, I'd come with you. Emily really wants to go with Menace to New York. So she can go
I'm
going
to go there to play with alligators.
Why?
That's for the History Channel.
That's cool.
Swamp People. It's a television show.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So the final things I have to say about the G-spot. Mm-hmm. There are sex toys that are specifically good for G-spot stimulation. So there's the Lilo GG Pleasure Object. It gets 5 out of 5 stars of reviews. There's the vibrator. It has a vibrator motor and tip for stronger G-spot stimulation. And then there is – so I guess that's the best one. You can buy it at adamandeve.com. Use coupon code Emily at checkout. And I love Lilo toys. So people should check it out. I thought there was more. I was going to explain to you more about it, but I'm not going to. So I've talked a lot about sex toys, which is important.
Oh, my God. And guess who I'm meeting tomorrow?
Who?
Your favorite, Adam Lambert.
Oh, he's really?
Yeah.
Why are you meeting him?
He's coming to my work tomorrow.
He's really good friends with a friend of mine in L.A.
Really?
That sounded so L.A. I've got a friend who's got a friend who once had
served. Friends with Adam
No, she's
Lambert.
Really good friends with him. He's coming. What's he doing now?
He's still doing music.
Oh, that's cool.
He's coming by to promote his music. But, you know, he was just recently in the tabloids because he got in a fight somewhere in Europe with his boyfriend, and then they got arrested.
No way. Like in a domestic dispute?
Yeah, and he tweeted later that they were laughing about it, but, you know, we're gonna get the dirt.
They were probably drunk.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
You know
Don't,
gay do guys, they're most, drama queens.
Do you think most domestic most a lot of domestic disputes happen when people are drunk?
Oh, yeah.
All mine do.
No. I have a friend who is one of the sweetest people you've ever met in your life. But when she drinks, she immediately, like, after, like, a drink, she blacks out. Like, blackout drunk.
Probably
she's, like, such a lightweight. Yeah, she shouldn't be drinking. She's, like, pretty much almost entirely stopped drinking.
Right.
She said one time that she was drinking with her boyfriend at her house. She blacked out. And she said that she just woke up by herself laying on the floor of her house.
Oh, my God.
And she said that her boyfriend told her later that she went crazy and pulled a knife on him, and he went running out of the house.
Oh, my God. After one drink?
Yeah.
She's crazy.
Shouldn't drink.
Okay.
She's crazy.
This is all we got time for. Everyone, thank you so much for listening to Sex with Emily. You can send us your questions. Go to our website. Become a Friends with Benefits member. We've got a great Valentine's Day program coming up because I know you're all starting to think about Valentine's Day, and you're annoyed with it, and you're like, what am I going to get her? What do I do? We've got a whole week-long thing of Valentine's Day, so you're going to be in tip-top shape. Everyone, keep listening to the show, and thanks so much for supporting us and listening to us. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.